What's up, everybody, at Emily Caroline's podcast this morning. And first off, happy Thursday. It's Thriving Thursday today, and we thrive to know Jesus in every which way in our lives. Today, I want to talk to you guys in Psalms, and I love this scripture so much. And lately, the topic of money has really been on my heart because I am moving to a new city, the city of my dreams and my desires, and I'm so excited about it. But at the same time, everything costs money, right? There's literally nothing cheap, and maybe you can get like a free water in Wendy's drive-thru, but like other than that, nothing's free. And so lately that has been stressing me out, just thinking about money and how much things cost. And so today I wanted to encourage you guys to read in Psalms 49. And this is, here it is, verse 1. Hear this, all you peoples. Listen, all you who live in this world, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will give you understanding. I will turn my ear to a proverb. With the harp I will expound my riddle. But why should I fear when the evil days come, when wicked deceivers surround me, those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches? And that has a question mark at that. And so I want to encourage you guys just to take that in today in your life. If today you were worried about finances, money for college, taking a loan out for a brand new car and paying for college, and if you're going into like a whole bunch of things and you don't even have a job and not even unemployment, and you're just like, oh my gosh, everything's stressed out. Maybe you're getting married while you're going into doctorate college, or you're even buying a car in the same season, or you're having a baby. Like, look to God, because I did that this morning. And everything that I was thinking about that cost money wasn't stressing me out anymore, because I realized God has a plan. His plans are perfect. He provides when it's time. He doesn't provide when it's not time. So think about that way. When he gives us money, it's not just to save up for makeup, for an eyeshadow palette. It's not just to save up for gasoline for your car. When he provides the money, it's for what you have prayed for. He gives us money when we need it. He doesn't just keep giving us money when we don't need it. Because the money on this earth, if you look at it worldly, yes, we think it's ours. But if you look at it, if you see it biblically, it's not. Everything belongs to God. Even money, cash, getting paid from your job. And so to continue, no one can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for them. The